This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hi, welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Five Flag Speedway being a big part of the show and always being great sponsors. Today, a huge, big racing show. ARCA driver Grant Enfinger, he's going to talk about his road to Daytona. And we've got Charlotte news, NASCAR, USAtoday.com, and SI.com. Sports writer Dustin Long is going to talk about the media week from Ford to, all the news. If you haven't seen it, it's been pretty exciting so far, getting ready for Daytona. And, of course, this weekend is the 24 Hours of Daytona. There's lots of racing going on. We've got more to talk about. There's a special paint scheme that we're doing on Kane Motorsports on my bomber this year, and it's for childhood cancer. And we've teamed up with what's called Team Keegan. They're out of Michigan. And if you go to Team Keegan.com, you'll be able to see what these guys do. Jennifer has a son, Keegan, who has inoperable brain cancer, and they build these beautiful wooden boxes, and what they do is fill them full of toys and take them to kids who have terminally ill in the hospital with cancer, and you should see the smile on these faces. So we'll talk to Jennifer and talk what it's like to have a child with cancer, and another reason why we're doing that this year is to obviously bring awareness. But and then I'm excited to have our first guest, and the first time this year, I've got to say Happy New Year and welcome to one of the best there is on two wheels, Van Rayburn, joining us this morning. And Van, you're going riding today, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to be over there at Best Coast Raceway over there in Magnolia Springs on a little dirt track, getting those motorcycles riding there, looking for a good turnout, too, for the first race of the year. And I'm really excited about it. I'm kind of coming off my crash that I had last year at the end of the year when I broke some wheels and collarbone, but I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to talk about that. That was in October, I believe, and it was, as I remember reading on your Facebook page, you've had some hard hits, but that was probably one of your one top one or top two hardest hits. What happened at Ob?
Well, I pushed a clutch cover gasket out. I had my crankcase vent got pinched, and it built up crankcase pressure, and it pushed that clutch cover gasket out, and it did it over down the rear tire, and I high-sided going down the front straightaway about 90 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And it was, I'll take the fun out of it, let me tell you.
Wow. So you're recovered and you're ready to go. And Van, as some people say, racing is a young man's sport. I would have to disagree, and I know you would too. How old are you, Van?
I'm 55 years old now.
And you know what? You're still doing the crazy things that you do. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with motorcycles and where you've taken it. I mean, to go down to Daytona and do what you've already done, tell us, take a road trip down Van Rayburn memory lane here.
Okay, well, it started when I was like 14 years old. I started out motocross racing. Did that for a few years, got into flat track racing, Did that for a while. Then I got into drag bike racing, which I actually won 6 national championships and set over 60 national records drag racing.
That is amazing.
Running my own stuff and other people's ball. And then I got into go-kart racing for a while with my son. We did that for a while. Then I got into car racing for a while. I raced everything from mini stock to a full-size sprint car for Johnny Arts a couple of races.
Wow.
But I really missed the motorcycles, and in 99, I picked another drag bike and did that for a couple of years. Then I got back into round track racing again, and I've won the Daytona a National Series thing, 04, 05, 06, 08, and I won it last year. I won 4 on the National Dirt Track Championship tracking, and
So, in other words, you pretty much conquered everything. You could walk away now, but why would you? Because you're still having fun, aren't you?
I have no plans of retirement whatsoever. when it gets to the point where I can't ride it anymore, I'll put somebody else on it because I love it and I'll always be involved in the sport some way or another.
Yeah, and that's just it's because you have the love for the sport, and that's what it's about here on the Racing Show. And we were talking off the air, how about that beautiful granddaughter, Claire? You're not going to let her ride a bike? Is that right?
Well, I kind of would like to, but I don't think your daughter's going to go. I mean, my daughter would go for it.
Yeah, you'd... I understand that.
Well, so she knows what it's like to hit the ground, and I don't think she's going to put a little baby on another bike, but who knows, you never know.
Well, let me ask you, what kind of bikes are we going to see today in Silver Hill? That was a great racetrack. I actually started racing there with Dean and his wife who own the track, and they do a great job there. They've had the go-karts there. I think you were mentioning maybe the lawnmowers are going to be there as well. So what kind of bikes are we going to see out there? What kind of speeds on that track? Because, well, I tell you what, it's going to be some quick, tight turns through there for you guys today.
Yeah, not a whole lot of top speeds. It's a small track. You're going to see everything from the little kids on the little 50s to, like me, I'll be on a 570cc KTM. So we'll, maybe 50 mile an hour, not that much speed, but a whole lot of handlebar banging, pushing and shoving, and it gets interesting on that little tight track.
Well, let me ask you, what do you like better? Obviously, I think the dirt. I know you do the asphalt as well. I know you've raced in Mobile, and when you guys come to International Speedway there and Five Flag Speedway, you guys always put on a show, and it seems like even more fans come out when the motorcycles come out.
Well, I think the people really like it. It's something different, It's a completely different show for the car people, and we bring in our own motorcycle group of people, so I think it helps everybody, we got a good series coming up this year. To run from everywhere, from Pensacola to Mobile, Montgomery, so I'm kind of looking forward to those asphalt races.
Well, let me ask you, I know you've helped out quite a bit with Bubba Blackwell, big friend of the show, and I know he's getting ready to do some stunt shows down this spring and summer, and how involved will you be with him, and will he be at any of the racing shows around here? I know his heart and love is crazy, jumping all these trucks and cars like he does, but will we see him at some of the tracks too?
I don't know. I hope so. I think it would be good if it could be some local stuff. But most of this stuff is a long ways from here, I don't even get a chance to get it when I can get away from work. I help him a lot. I work on his bike and help him set up his ramps and stuff, run the sound system during the stunt shows, yeah, and drive the truck, one of the trucks for him. But he was telling me just today that he's got a good bit going on this year. We're going to be kind of busy, so as long as I can get away from work and it's not interfering my racing, I try to go with it.
Yeah, there you go. See, there's two big ifs there. Work, but you gotta worry about your racing, man. Let me ask you about sponsors. Who's helped you out throughout the years? Who's been a good teammate to you, if you will?
Well, my arch rival, Rob McClendon, in cycles in Pensacola.
I love it.
My biggest sponsor. He helps me a lot. Anything I need, he gets it for me. He very seldom does he charge me. He has really helped me a lot. Morse Power Sports on Schillinger's Road,
yep,
helped me a lot. Over the years, I've had a lot of different people help me, and just every little bit helps. I'm sure you realize that by racing cars, that any help you can get is a lot of help. So I'm very thankful that Rob over there at D&D and John at Morse Power Sports, they've really helped me a lot.
Oh, there you go. Always want to give them their airtime. So what time do the events start today at the Circle Track over there in Silver Hill or Magnolia Springs?
We're going to start practicing at 1 o'clock, and races are going to start around 2, they said.
Okay, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and obviously a very child-friendly place. I think there's not a bad seat there. And let me ask you one more question before we let you go and get ready to go load up the bike to head over there today. If you have a young family member that's wanting to get started in racing, maybe it is motorcycles, and this would be a great opportunity for them to come see what it's about, but what would you tell a young driver just getting started in what you like to do, the bikes?
The main thing I would tell them is buy the safety equipment. Buy a good helmet, buy the leathers, the jersey, the shoulder pads, and just take it easy. Start off slow. Don't try to win right off the bat. Go out there and take your time and learn it, and eventually you'll get there if you want it bad enough. But it is patience. Just be patient. Especially with a motorcycle. That's just something that people have to pick up on, and it just takes time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Van, we appreciate you coming on the show. And again, we wish you the best of luck. And we'll look forward to seeing you back at the asphalt track with all the other guys that are coming out around the dirt. But good luck, and again, keep it off the wall today, my friend.
Hey, I'm going to try. I'm going to use this race this weekend for two nights. We've got five races at Daytona doing bike week.
There you go.
Ready for another year wide open.
Well, there you go, Van Rayburn. I tell you what, I love watching those guys race, not just on the asphalt, but the dirt. And again, that is a bull ring over there. You can see them at Gulf Coast Raceway. It's going to be a lot of fun down in Magnolia Springs. Well, still more to come. We've got racing now on four wheels. Grant Enfinger standing by, going to talk about his road to Daytona. Maybe he'll be the next local driver to win the ARCA Mobile 200. By the way, I've got tickets to give away to that. Dustin Long standing by with USAtoday.com and SI.com. And we talk with a special friend, Jennifer Balk with Team Keegan. Right now, in between the commercials, go online and check out team-keegan.com. And we'll be back in a few minutes on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Well, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to Van Rayburn. I tell you, one of the best there is on two wheels, getting ready for Daytona, and they're also racing on the dirt. So that's going to be kind of fun. You can check that out in Magnolia Springs today. Other than that, we've got great racing still to come. ARCA driver Grant Enfinger on the way, talking about his road to Daytona. And then also, we've got a special guest from Team Keegan, Jennifer Balk, going to be with us. We'll talk more about that shortly. But it's been a busy week as far as NASCAR goes, and Dustin Long with SI. Has been there at Charlotte for Media Week. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing really good. First of all, biggest news, I think, so far out of Charlotte. Yeah, hey, all these teams are there. They've got their new driver's suits. They've got their new paint schemes, a great new attitude. But it's true, the rumors about Danica and Stenhouse. Tell us the details.
Yeah, right. Both Danica, I mean, it's been, you know, long rumored, and as much as has been spotted of Danica Patrick and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who will both be racing for the Rookie of the Year honors in the Sprint Cup Series, well, they've been spotted together, doing things together, photographed together, you know, they confirmed on Friday to the Associated Press that indeed they are dating. So Danica Patrick, Ricky Stenhouse are now both officially an item, which is going to just add several twists and turns to this NASCAR season. I'm sure TMZ will be requesting credentials, National Enquirer, and everybody else to some degree. Now, you know, for people not following up as much on the Danica side of it, you know, she announced in November that she and her husband were going to be having, you know, we'll file for a divorce.
Yep.
She filed for a divorce on January 3rd, so that is going through that process. The divorce has not been made official. Still got to go through the process of things. But, you know, they're not. She's not getting back together with her husband. She's now with Ricky Stenhouse. So, you know, it leads to a lot of questions. You know, certainly how they will rate each other. Certainly, you know, what information will they share with each other? You know, certainly, what if one's involved in a wreck? How does the other one handle it? You know, different things like that. What if there's an argument? You doubt there will be an argument that would lead to anything that would happen on the track. But it just opens, I guess, to some degree, a Pandora's box of what, you know, all these things that could happen. And certainly, you know, if you're a sponsor, I mean, you know, I guess if you're a sponsor for Ricky Stenhouse Jr., in some ways you are, because now you're going to be in the news constantly because you're going to be the boy toy of Danica.
Ooh, is that what people are calling him?
No, I don't think so. I think the question now is what do you call the couple? Do you call them Stenica or something like that? Just like, was it Bennifer? You know, we'll see what happens there. I'm sure somebody will be creative on that sense. But, you know, it's just, you know, what happens next? I mean, if you're, you know, if you're a car owner, okay, you know, if you're Jack Roush, you know, I guess as long as your driver keeps it, you know, it can have a personal life as long as it doesn't bleed over too much into the professional side. I mean, I guess you have to be okay with it. It's not like you can tell somebody you can't date somebody or anything like that. So it's going to be very interesting. It is a you know, yeah, there's all this talk about the new car. Well, NASCAR is entering a new world where you have drivers dating each other now.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
So it's going to be the talk. It is what everybody is going to be talking about for a long time. And because it's so different, it's so unique, it's so unusual for this sport. It's such a male-dominated sport. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. But, you know, you're going to see Danica and Ricky for as long as they're dating, and it's going to be a hot topic for a very long time, and it's going to drown out everything else about the sport, as simple as that.
Don't you think it'll get more media attention? Isn't that good for the sport?
Well, I mean, yeah, NASCAR is going to get a whole lot of attention. There's no doubt about that. Those sponsors for Stenhouse and Derek are probably going to get more attention, and they're probably going to become among the more popular, you know, more well-known drivers. Like Ricky will become more well-known than he is now. So,
yeah.
But like I said, in one sense, it's not a surprise that, you know, some of us in the media, we'd asked Ricky about it the other day during the media tour. You know, there's photographs on, you know, you can find on the internet of them going to a PBR event up to Winston-Salem together. They're photographed together. I know somebody was saying that they during Daytona testing, they walked into a sushi restaurant together, and there were a lot of competitors, crew members, and things like that. And they just kind of walked in the open and everything like that. So. It hasn't been a surprise. It's just a matter of getting confirmation that this was indeed taking place. And, you know, it's good that they announced it because, you know, the questions were coming and they were going to be coming even more so if they did not address it. And they're still going to get questions on this. And it's still going to be a hot topic and it's not going to go away anytime soon. But they probably did the right thing because, you know, for people to say personal lives don't matter, they do. And here's why it matters, because you have sponsors paying millions and millions of dollars to be on these cars.
Yeah.
You have fans who are spending their money to see these competitors or spending their money to buy a Danica T-shirt or a Ricky Stenhouse T-shirt. And look, in most contracts, the driver gets a third of the souvenir sale.
Ah.
So in this tough economic times, you know, fans are giving their money to these people. There is the expectation if you go see somebody compete, or you're backing somebody, you expect them to give their full effort against everybody. And I'm sure there'll be times that maybe they help each other out because drivers help each other out all the time.
Yeah.
But if it's going to become overt and obvious, then it becomes an issue, and then it becomes, are they giving their full effort? And look, you know, for those who say it, their personal lives should stay personal and not be public, that's fine. You know, if they don't want to, you know, they've thrust themselves into the spotlight because of being a racer, because of being an athlete, being in the public spotlight. If you don't want to be in that public spotlight, then go back to your local resort track and go race there where not as many people are watching. Or, matter of fact, just get out of the sport and just be a regular Joe where it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, in one sense, this is basically office romance. It's just that millions of people now know it as opposed to 15 to 20 people in the office. And look at how office romances often are looked down upon or what all the issues are you have to go through to prevent that from impacting your work. This is the same thing. This is an office romance. And, you know, in an office romance, personal life becomes public in that sense because of how it could impact things, and this is the same way, it's just more people know about it.
Well, let me ask you, beyond that, there was other news, including involving Kyle Busch and Joe Gibbs. Looks like they've got a contract extension for several years.
Yeah, that was first reported a while back, so it's not news. You know, Kyle Busch re-signing with Joe Gibbs Racing. His contract was due to be up after this season. Part of the deal is that Kyle Busch is back with Joe Gibbs Racing, racing in the Nationwide Series. Kyle will drive the 54 Monster Energy car for Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, Kyle Busch is, his team, Kyle Busch Motorsports, remains. He will be fielding the 77 Nationwide car with Parker Kligerman out of his own KPM shop, and then Kyle will also field a truck for Joey Coulter, and Kyle will run about 10 truck races out of his own shop. So even though Kyle's running in the Nationwide Series for Joe Gibbs,
mm-hmm.
Kyle still has his own Nationwide team and his own truck operation. And then also this year, Kyle Busch's teams will be getting engines from Joe Gibbs Racing for their Toyota teams. They were getting it from, I think, Triad Engines last season. The engines weren't as strong. This should provide a lot better horsepower. So you should expect to see more success out of the Kyle Busch Nationwide car, the 77 of Kligerman, and also out of the trucks out of Coulter and Kyle Busch. So a win-win situation for that. Kyle stays. Now, Kyle did say that, you know, he talked about at least having, you know, a really good conversations and really kind of being peaked with one other team. I think that the talk in the media center was that likely was Stuart Haas Racing.
Oh.
Making a big play. It would make sense for them to do something like that. And you know, but I'm sure that the sponsorship was probably a question on that, and Kyle went to the more stable area, and Joe Gibbs Racing kind of helped them with the nationwide program, so it really made sense. Plus, if Kyle had gone to Stuart Haas Racing or anybody else that was not a Toyota team, you know, he probably would have had to change over all his equipment at Kyle Busch Motorsports, and that would have been, you know, very costly, yeah. And that's a team that's still looking for sponsorship and stuff like that. So.
Well, we've just got a couple more minutes, so I see a lot of NASCAR drivers playing on Daytona Speedway today for the Rolex 24. Who's some of the drivers, and what are they expecting to do this weekend?
Well, there's not as many as years past. You don't have Jimmy Johnson, yeah. You know, you don't have Dale Earnhardt Jr. I know Clint Boyer's over there with Michael Waltrip. Mm-hmm. You've got Montoya and McMurray with Chip Ganassi's team are among those guys, and you have a few other guys there. So it's not as big of a NASCAR contingent as what you've seen in years past, or at maybe some of the bigger names. But the only thing I mentioned is that, you know, another thing to come out of the media tours, you know, certainly the talk about Dale Jr. and, you know, how he, you know, for the first time in probably a number of years, you can really say going into a season, Dale Jr. is a true title contender.
Nice.
You know, a lot of years you couldn't say that going into the season. And, you know, I think even last year a lot of people wouldn't have picked him to be a true title contender, maybe a possible contender. But I think when you look at Dale Jr., you look at here's a guy, here's a team that they're trending upward. And what's interesting, if you think about it, it may be just as much a coincidence as anything, but think about this. Last year, Brad Keselowski wins the championship. It's his third year working with crew chief Paul Wolf.
Yeah.
The year before, in 2011, Tony Stewart wins the championship with crew chief Darian Grubb. It's their third year working together.
See the pattern.
This year is the third year working together for Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Steve Letarte. And you can certainly see the rise the last couple of years from, you know, when they first got together, Letarte just rebuilding Earnhardt's confidence for as low it had been, and just you know, building the driver up. And then last year, building the cars up where they were getting the speed. They didn't always make the right adjustment. They didn't always make the right calls. They weren't always as strong as they could have been, but they did even leave the points in the summer. The summer stretch is typically the period when Junior has often struggled, was a very strong last year. You know, and then things obviously went away with the concussion later in the season. So you see things building. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. is more relevant in the conversation as a title contender this year than he has been in several years in the sport.
Well, Dustin, how can we keep track of you at the track as we continue, as we get closer to Daytona?
Find me on Twitter at Dustin Long, DustinLong, all one word, and at SportsIllustrated.com.
Sounds good, Dustin. Thank you so much, and we always appreciate everything you do, giving us up to date with NASCAR. Still to come, ARCA driver Grant Enfinger talking about his road to Daytona, and a special interview with Jennifer Bulk. She's with Team Keegan. You're going to like this. Hang on. Well, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we're going to podcast the show at usfdracing.org. They're out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, the United States Fire Department Racing. And once again, Kane Motorsports teaming up with them again this year to bring awareness to our volunteer fire departments. We've been able to raise a lot of money in the past year with them, and we're excited about that. Also, thanks to Van Rayburn, again, going down to Daytona to run the bike. Also, we talked with Dustin Long with SI.com, all the NASCAR news. We appreciate that. Still to come, ARCA driver Grant Enfinger, his road to Daytona, and also coming to Mobile International Speedway for the ARCA Mobile 200. And that's where we'll have the first race for Kane Motorsports, a brand new team this year. And we're so excited to team up. My wife and I, Michelle, came up with a great idea to bring awareness to childhood cancer. And this has really taken us to another level, more than what we ever expected. You know, I'm already on the American Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off with the big board of directors down there for the big Chili Cook-Off downtown. Remember, Saturday, March 2nd. Last year, we had over 24,000 people down there to take chili and fight cancer, and we'll have the race car there this year, painted like Bobby Allison's gold and white Miller scheme, but instead, well, that gold is also the color of childhood cancer, and one of the many organizations we're teaming up with that we've fallen in love with is Team Keegan, and I've got Jennifer Bulk with us from Team Keegan, and I'd like to say, first of all, thank you so much for teaming up with our team this year to bring awareness to childhood cancer and explain to everyone just the wonderful work that you do and the reason why you do it.
Well, thank you for having us. My son, Keegan, was diagnosed with an inoperable cancer brain tumor on September 29th, 2010. We discovered it because he was having 15-second to 2-minute intense migraines, falling to the floor, crying. We brought him into the ER, and they did a CAT scan and found it. It was about a 1-inch tumor right in the middle of his brain, so the doctors didn't want to operate. It was too, could have been fatal.
Yeah.
They discovered that it was cancer by doing, well, through his blood draw, they discovered it. And so they started a intense chemo cycle. He did about 6 cycles. Every 3rd week, he was inpatient. He had 2 weeks off so that his body could recover, which were, we drove an hour and 15 minutes to our hospital, basically. Those 2 weeks off, we had to go there 3-4 times a week.
Wow.
And he did the 6 cycles of chemo, and he had 30 radiation treatments to his head and spine. And he was announced in remission on May 6th with a tiny bit of a tumor still there.
Mm-hmm.
And January 2011, the tumor just happened to completely go away.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yep, and it was Keegan's idea. He was now 11. He was Team Keegan, and he decided that he just wanted to help put smiles on other cancer kids' faces, and it was through a personal, you know, discovery that with Keegan, if you were excited and happy. His attitude was better. He fought harder. He just, you know, everything was different. But if you were, you know, sad or you were energetic, he was too. So
yeah,
we thought that we would create this handmade treasure box, which we call New Vegan Prize Boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they, we sell it about with $100 worth of toys, and the kids can pick out a toy as an incentive for being engraved. So after a poker struggle, they can go through the box and pick out a toy.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. So Keegan had 64 new vision shots that I had to give him at home, and on the 10th shot, he was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
We're done with the shots. I had to chase them around for 3 hours, and finally, I said, whatever you want, I will buy it for you, just take the shot. And he's like, oh, Xbox game. So, we bought him an Xbox game, and he got a shot. So, it works. You know, at that point, you're desperate as a parent.
Yeah.
A child needs it, and so kind of where the whole idea came from.
And you can look you guys up. You have a website, and this has become your full-time job. It's team-keegan, and that's KEEGAN.com. A great picture of Keegan, and I guess he's under, from what I understand, that he's excited to have his handprint on the race car this year.
Yep, he's very excited.
Well, we're excited to be a part of that. How can people help? I know it costs money to send these to the kids, and what a unique way. Again, these treasure chests, let them pick out a toy once they've gone through a treatment and or a shot, and it really brings a lot of joy to them. I've seen the pictures, and again, on your Facebook, and it's amazing to see these kids who are going through so much pain to have such a huge smile, and it's such a blessing to know that you'll be able to do that, isn't it?
Yes. It's our way of paying it forward and trying to help the other kids, and, you know, each of these children have stole our hearts, and we sent out, had 113 Keegan Prize Box requests. We started our organization May 7th with the state of Michigan, and we got our 501c3 on July 25th. It was approved.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't really been doing it for a full year yet, but we've had 113. We've sent boxes to 26 states so far, and it's just been a huge blessing and a very, you know, a godsend to us. So
Well, it's amazing to see what you guys do, and we're looking forward to one of our sponsors coming on board this year. Every time we get a top five is going to give us an extra $100, and we're going to definitely shuffle a lot of that money towards you guys this year to help put smiles on the kids' faces for sure. So TeamKeegan.com is the website, Team-Keegan, that's K-E-E-G-A-N.com. And again, if we want to help out, really that's the best way to go, or check you out on Facebook, right, Jennifer?
Yes, we have a donation button on our website under the How You Can Help page,
mm-hmm.
and we also accept new unopened toys. So with all of our contact info is on our website, and you can mail it to us, or the monetary donations are appreciated. Each box is about $240 to mm-hmm. create, fill, and ship. It's been a blessing.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. It's amazing you're doing God's work there. And again, to have your son go through that, the memory loss that he's experienced, and just recently finding out this last week all the things that you still have to do, it's a blessing to see you guys continue to do that work for the kids, essentially. And that's why we're glad to be a part of that with you. Coming up next, more racing. You bet you. We're going to finish up the show with ARCA driver Grant Enfinger talking about his road to Daytona, some sponsorship opportunities, and chance to win that ARCA Mobile 200. Stand by. More racing to continue on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Well, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you again to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny Shots Raceway sponsoring the show. And, you know, we tried to get Grant Enfinger on, obviously probably working on that 09 today. Couldn't get him, but I got the next best thing, the guy putting on the big show in Mobile International Speedway. Well, that would be our very own Tommy Prater. And, Tommy, good morning, man. I tell you what, obviously Grant's got things going on, getting ready for Daytona. We'll get him probably on next weekend, but everyone's still already talking past Daytona coming to your event Saturday, March 9th, the ARCA Mobile 200, and tickets are going quick.
Tickets are going great, and you know, the event just keeps getting bigger. We added a Saturday practice on March the 2nd. Yep. We're inviting the race teams to come down, practice, stay the week. Hotels, our tourist attractions are all rolling out the red carpet, offering discounts for ARCA teams and drivers and fans for that week. It's going to be a fun week. The week keeps getting bigger. We've now got drivers calling that want to make their cars available during the week for, you know, if a bar or a restaurant or somebody wants to have a driver visit with their car. So the week is getting to be really, really exciting. And you know, when you're in Mooresville, it says Race City USA, and I think from March 2nd to March 9th, Mobile, Alabama will turn into Race City USA.
I agree with you, and the battle starts at the battleship. Explain what you guys have done in teaming up with the battleship, which is great for the community.
Well, you know, one of the things is reaching out to the kids and getting the kids involved in the program, and the battleship is a perfect opportunity. On Thursday afternoon of race week, all the teams, all the haulers, drivers are all being in the battleship. We're going to roll the cars inside the aircraft pavilion. Everybody get a chance to meet these guys up close and personal. There'll be an obsession from 5 to 6 on Thursday night. And so that kind of gets things kicked off. Then there are restaurants on the causeway that are offering specials for Thursday night. Seafood Shed is a free cup of gumbo. Bluegill is a 10% off. So is Felix's. They've given me hundreds of coupons for free appetizers that night to give to the racers. More restaurants on the causeway are coming on board every day. It just continues to get bigger. I'll give you a little scoop here.
Mm-hmm.
We got a brand new band that's going to be on Thursday night at Grand Central at the Home Mortgage America Green Flag Party. The band is called The Truth. It is a national recording artist group that has been put together out of Nashville. I've got some of their CDs already. They're an absolutely incredible young and up-and-coming group. They'll be on Venturini Motorsports cars as they go to Daytona and Mobile throughout the year. They're a thorough marketing partner, and they really are. You know, and I'm not even a big music person, Eric, and I was listening to these guys last night. They really are a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good, and that's just going to add another element. And like we've talked about before, I'm sure the Moose will be able to go down there and be able to represent. You know, you go ahead and take the other side of it, and Moose got you downtown, brother.
The downtown scene, you know, that kicks off at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's about my bedtime. The younger group will be coming in to take over at Grand Central on Thursday night. But the truth, one of the cool things about the ARCA Mobile 200 is we get to see up-and-coming drivers as they're making their way to racing on Sunday afternoon.
What?
The truth band, I believe you'll see, is one of those up-and-coming things. Like last year's singer, Jacqueline North, that was here for the national anthem. You know, she was on American Idol and she won the Texas Country Showdown. The Truth group is just absolutely incredible group, and they're going to be fun to have in here for this race weekend.
What is going to be different about when the fans get to the track this year to compare to last year's race? What problems have you moved out of the roadways? You know, has the parking been an issue? What kind of changes have you gone from last year to this year to make it even a better racing experience for the fans all weekend? I love the fact that you can get a parking spot into the pits and two tickets for $100. That's a great start.
That's incredible. I mean, you go get a reserve spot with your name, your number on it, and two infield passes for the entire weekend for $100. I don't know that there's a better value in all of motorsports. But, you know, Derek, we sat down at the end of last year, and we looked at this year, and we met again with the event operations group, which, this is a huge group that handles Barber Motorsports Spark. They're actually running the Senior Bowl this weekend at Ladd Stadium, and we've got them. They helped us last year. They're back on board again this year, and we continue to work with parking plans and exit and entrance strategies. And most importantly, what we want is a good fan experience once we get you on the ground. So we added more ticket takers, we added more ushers, we added people to help you find your seat, to help you find your parking spot. We want you to have a good experience, and the first thing we told the EOG group is, don't send us anybody that doesn't want to have a good time, but we want everybody to have a good time.
Yeah, even the workers. And it was so neat to watch this race and be a part of it last year, to see the grandstands filled to capacity, to see 10,000 people at that racetrack. Who would have thought?
Well, this deal goes back, it's probably been 12 years now, 13 years ago, that the president of ARCA, Ron Draeger, and I first talked about bringing the ARCA series to the field. And each year we kind of cleared this hurdle and that hurdle, and we had different management groups. And every year there kind of seemed to be another hurdle that made it impossible. Last year, finally, all the pieces of the puzzle came together. It was a huge event. This year, we're trying to make last year's a little bit better and improve upon what we had. As I tell people all the time, last year we never had a numbered seat at Mobile International.
Oh, yeah.
Speedway.
Yeah, ever.
First thing we had to do was go number all the seats. Then we knew how many people we hold.
Gosh, that's amazing. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be another great event. And I know what you've done for the local drivers. I know the Bomber and Sportsman guys really appreciate the fact that they can race in front of this big crowd.
Well, I think that's an integral part of what we're doing on the ARCA Mobile 200 weekend. Is, we want those guys to have an opportunity to showcase their talents, because that's what the ARCA series is all about. It's giving the local driver the opportunity to be at the next level. Thomas Prater, Grant Enfinger, Cale Gale, Joanna Long. Daytona International Speedway, it happened because of the ARCA series.
Yeah.
We want those guys to have that opportunity. Not only that, but the ARCA Mobile 200, in conjunction with the ARCA series, has invited all of our champions from Mobile International Speedway in 2012 to the ARCA race in Daytona.
Awesome.
They all have garage passes free of charge to come see what happens at the next level.
Man, that is awesome. And Tommy, I know tickets are still available, but they're going quick. How can we get them?
Well, infield camping is already sold out, and we're really getting close on outfield camping. And they can call 251-343-2929, or they can go on the website, mobilespeedway.net, which, speaking of the website, brand
looks
new.
Looks great. They've done a great job with it this year.
Brand new. It's absolutely incredible. They've done a fantastic job. And for our fans that are big music fans, they can go Google Aisha Scott with The Truth, and that's the lead vocalist for The Truth, and she'll be here in Mobile all week long, and we're hoping to talk her into doing this year's national anthem.
Oh, I'm sure you could probably twist that arm. Well, Tommy, I know you guys still have preparations on your car. I know you're
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. WAVH-FM, Daphne Mobile. The new.